Dr. Saber did an office note on patient Jose Salas, S-A-L-A-S, Jose, J-O-S-E, date of birth is 1-1-1972, date of service is 4-8-2024, pupillary of the patient is 52-year-old, Hispanic gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. His past medical history is significant for paragraph 1, diabetes mellitus type 2 for years recently has been uncontrolled. Latest hemoglobin A1C in February was 12.3. Next, hypertension. Next, congestive heart failure, ejection fraction 44%. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, morbid obesity. Paragraph past surgical history includes heart cath times 2. Allergies, non-on-drug allergies, per paragraph, social history, patient is married with two kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He used to work as a diesel technician. Currently, he's on workman compensation after he injured his right foot, period. Family history, father died from MI, had diabetes and hypertension. Mother had has coronary artery disease, diabetes type 2, and peripheral arterial disease. Sister had diabetes mellitus type 2. Review of systems reveals no headache. He has increased daytime sleepiness, nighttime snoring, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, occasional cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no heartburn. Occasionally he gets nausea since starting Ozempic. No abdominal pain reported, no diarrhea or no constipation. He has nocturia times 1 at night, no straining upon urination. He has complete bladder emptying, occasional leg swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received 4 shots of the COVID-19 injections. Current medications include atorvastatin, carvedilol, glyxambi, G-L-Y-X-A-M-B-I, Lentus insulin, insulin Lispro, Montelukast, Entresto, Ozempic, spironolactone, tadalafil, tamsulosin, and torsemide. On physical exam, his vital signs are, as I mentioned above, HGNT, pupils around the aggregate blood, pale conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tate pupillary, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, normal S1S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash noted. He does have hyperpigmented lesions over the lower extremities. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Last from February shows glucose 313, BUN 45, creatinine 1.68, estimated GFR is 49 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.4, albumin 3.6, total CO2 21, alk phos was 123, normal AST and ALT, white count was 9.5, hemoglobin 13.3, platelet count 224. Total cholesterol 133, triglycerides 310, HDL of 26, A1C 12.4, urinalysis 2 plus protein, 3 plus glucose, period. RPR was non-reactive, here paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy given his history. Also, he can have a focal segmental glomerulosclerosis secondary to obesity-associated glomerulonephropathy. We are going to do a workup including imaging studies, a serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. At the current time, it was emphasized the patient needs to lose weight to help with his medical conditions. Next diagnosis is hypotension. Patient was advised to cut down his carvedilol by half and to keep monitoring his blood pressure and vital signs at home. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 uncontrolled. Management as per Dr. Amador. Next, congestive heart failure. Patient is followed by cardiology. Next, spinal prostatic hypertrophy, continue current management. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, morbid obesity, needs to lose weight. Next, highly suspect obstructive sleep apnea. We're going to do a sleep home study to that possibility, prepare. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for your trust and for referring your patient to see me. I will see him back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the results. I will keep you updated on his progress. End of report. Thanks.